Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the fifth canto, chapter 12, text 11. Jnanam Vishuddham Paramartham Ekam. Anantaram tva bahir brahma satyam. Anantaram tva bahir brahma satyam. Pratyak prashantam bhagavach chabda samgyam. Pratyak prashantam bhagavach chabda samgyam. Yad Vasudevam Kavayo Vedanti. Jnanam Vishuddham Paramartham Ekam. Anantaram Tva Bahir Brahma Satyam. Pratyak Prashantam Bhagavach Chabda Samgyam. Yad Vasudevam Kavayo Vedanti.
Jnanam Vishuddham Paramartham Ekam. Anantaram Tva Bahir Brahma Satyam. Pratyak Prashantam Bhagavach Chabda Samgyam.
Ladies. Jnanam, the supreme knowledge. Vishuddham, without contamination. Paramartham, giving the ultimate goal of life. Ekam, unified. Anantaram, without inferior. Unbroken. Tu, also. Abahi, without exterior. Brahma, the Supreme. Satyam, absolute truth. Pratyak, inner. Prashantam, the calm and peaceful Supreme Lord, worshipped by the yogis. Bhagavat Shabda Samgyam, known in the higher sense as Bhagavan, or full of all opulences. Yat, that. Vasudevam, Lord Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Kavaya, the learned scholars. Vedanti, say. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. What then is the ultimate truth? The answer is that non-dual knowledge is the ultimate truth. It is devoid of the contamination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is the one without a second, all-pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of that knowledge is Brahman, then Paramatma, the Supersoul is realized. Then Paramatma, the Supersoul, is realized by the yogis who try to see him without grievance. This is the second stage of realization. Finally, full realization of the same supreme knowledge is realized in the Supreme Person. All learned scholars describe the Supreme Person as Vasudev, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma, and others. Purport. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said, Yad advaitam brahmo panasadi tad api asya tanu ba. The impersonal Brahman effulgence of the Absolute Truth consists of the bodily rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ya atma anantaryami purusha iti so shamsa bibhava. What is known as atma and antaryami, the Supersoul, is but an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sat aishvarya purno ya iha bhagavan sasvayam ayam. What is described as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, complete with all six opulences, is Vasudev. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from him. Great learned scholars and philosophers accept this after many, many births. Vasudeva Sarvamiti Samahatma Sadurlabha. The wise man can understand that ultimately Vasudev, Krishna, is the cause of Brahman and Paramatma, the Supersoul. Thus Vasudev is Sarva Karana Karanam, the cause of all causes. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The real tattva, absolute truth, is Bhagavan. But due to incomplete realization of the absolute truth, people sometimes describe the same Vishnu as impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma. Vedanti tattva vidas, tattvam yajgyanam advayam, brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabjite. Srimad Bhagavatam 1-11. From the very beginning, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Satyam param dinahi, we meditate on the Supreme Truth. The Supreme Truth is explained here as jnanam vishuddham satyam. The Absolute Truth is devoid of all material contamination and is transcendental to material qualities. It gives all spiritual success and liberation from this material world. That Supreme Absolute Truth is Krishna, Vasudev. There is no difference between Krishna's inner self and outward body. Krishna is Purna, the complete whole. There is no distinction between his body and soul as there is between ours. Sometimes so-called scholars, not knowing the constitutional position of Krishna, mislead people by saying that Krishna within is different from the Krishna without. But when Krishna says, Man mana bhava mad bhakto majaji mam namaskaru, so-called scholars advise the readers that it is not the person Krishna to whom we must surrender, but the Krishna within. So-called scholars, Mayavadis, cannot understand Krishna with their poor fund of knowledge. One should therefore approach an authorized person to understand Krishna. The spiritual master has actually seen Krishna, therefore he can explain him properly. Tadbidi paripattena paripashnena sevaya upadekshanti te gyanam gyaninas tatvadarshina. Bhagavad Gita 4:34. Without approaching an authorized person, one cannot understand Krishna. Om magina tamananda shad jananjana shalakaya chakshurana militamiyena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pavunachananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So, can everybody hear me okay? This thing is... Okay, good. All right. So, I'm going to start the class by presenting a hypothetical situation. Okay? So, imagine you're outside, you're walking down the street, and you notice there's a high-rise building, just like a three-story building, say, just a couple blocks down, one of those ones like across Venice and Washington and Culver. And the thing's on fire. You can tell there's a fire on the roof. You know, it's obvious. There's blazes. You can see the smoke and everything. And then the fire department is going there. It gets there. and the fire department puts up the ladders. You know, they're putting up all these ladders because they have to get up to the top. The fire is on the top, so they got to get up there. And you notice that, you know, they got the ladders up there, and the firemen are on the ladders. And the firemen are just like, somehow, for some reason or another, they've gone up the ladder to a certain, you know, rung there. You know, they've gone up to a certain level, and they're just like, they're getting bewildered, and they're just spacing out. Some of the firemen are taking out a snack and starting to eat. One or two firemen are trying to sleep on the ladder. They're trying to take a nap on the ladder. You know, some of the firemen are talking with some of the lady firemen. They're, you know, trying to, you know, have a little chat there. And then there's a couple firemen are fighting with each other. And you're watching this whole thing. You know, you think, what the heck is going on here? You know? You know, what's the fire's up there? The firemen are on the ladder and they're doing, what are you going to do? What would be your response? What would you do? You see the fire is up there. You can see it's clear. And they got the ladders up there, and there's the firemen. Some of them are eating. Some of them are sleeping on the ladder, you know, doing all these different things. What would you do? Huh? I can't hear you.
Stop the nonsense.
Well, how would you do? What would you do to do that? Yeah. Right. It's kind of obvious. You'd say, hey, you guys, come on. What's going on here? Get with it. You got a fire up. Come on, do your job. You know, get up there. Get up to the top of that ladder and hop up on that roof and do what you got to do there, you know? Put the fire out. So actually, this is an analogy. Actually, this is something like that is actually what's going on in life. You see? Because actually, we're all, every single one of us, we're all on the ladder. You know, Prabhupada actually says this in the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Anybody know that verse? Sukadev, Bhagavad Gita scholar? How's it? Well, actually, I don't even know. I shouldn't be asking. But well, maybe hang on. With the help of my paper here, maybe. I didn't write the Sanskrit thing. But it's 6:3. Somebody have Bhagavad Gita handy there? It starts off Aru Rukshura Moner Yogam. But anyway, I'll get to the point. That Prabhupada in this particular verse and in his purport to the Bhagavad Gita, he explains that everybody's on this ladder. It's actually the ladder is called the ladder of yoga. And he says in his purport, you got it? 6:3?
Yeah.
Can you read it out loud?
You want the Sanskrit or what?
Just the English. Okay, so in the purport to that verse, I think it's the text before that where it says something about a ladder. But Prabhupada says that the process, he says, the process of linking oneself with the Supreme is called yoga. And he says it may be compared to a ladder for attaining the topmost spiritual realization. And this was the sentence that really caught my attention when I read it about a week or two ago. It says, this ladder begins from the lowest material condition of the living entity and rises up to perfect self-realization and pure spiritual life. See? So in other words, everybody's on this ladder. Every living entity is on this ladder. I mean, yoga is a very broad thing. You know? It's almost a substitute for life. It's like really broad. Every living entity is from the lowest material condition of the living entity up to perfect self-realization and pure spiritual life. So everybody's someplace on that ladder. And the idea is, just like, you know, with the example, you're supposed to go up the ladder to the top. You know, ladders are a means to an end. You don't live on ladders. You're not supposed to live on the ladder. You're supposed to use the ladder to get up there to where you want to go, you know, whether it's the top of a tree or the top of a building or the roof of your motorhome or whatever it is, you know, and get up there and do what you want to do there, you know. So that's what's going on now. See, we have living entities. You know, people, you know, we're dealing with human beings. We're all on this ladder, you see? And everybody's someplace on this ladder. So the idea is that everybody's supposed to get to the top of the ladder, you know, to reach this pure spiritual, perfect self-realization and pure spiritual life. So the analogy is this, that we are also on this ladder. And by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, the mercy of the Guru Parampara, the succession, you know, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, like that, we're kind of up there. You know, we're in a good place in this ladder. And our business is we have to try to help all these people who don't even realize what's going on. They don't even realize they're on the ladder. Just like those firemen I gave in that example. Those guys got so bewildered, they totally forgot where they were. They forgot all about the fact that they're on the ladder and they got a fire to put out on the top. So that's what's going on in human society today. Samsara, Dharvan, Latalita Loka, Trinaya, Karanaga, Naganafam. The living entities are, you know, in the blazing fire of material existence, and they don't even know. They're just kind of like oblivious to the whole thing. So our job is to let them know, hey you guys, hey, yo, you know, you're on the ladder. Come on, let's get going. Come on, I'll help you. See, we have to help all these, you know, bewildered living entities. We have to help them get up the ladder. See? Now, you might think that, oh, man, it's hard enough to get up the ladder myself. I'm having a tough enough time getting up this ladder myself. You know, the last thing I need is to have to drag somebody else up this ladder with me or help somebody else up this ladder. That's like asking too much. Well, yeah, in material life it would be like that. If I was going up a ladder, especially, you know, now almost 60 years old, you know, for me to just get up that ladder myself would be enough. You know, what to speak of trying to help anybody else up that ladder. That's material life. In material life, if you have like $1,000 or, you know, X amount of dollars and you spend it, thank you. My fellow New Yorker is giving me the cue there. and you spend it, then you got that much less. You see, that's how the material energy works. You got something, and you got $1 million, and you spend $100,000, then you only got $900,000. But in spiritual life, Prabhupada explains this in a purport in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that, you know, when you have something and you use it, like you say you have a certain amount of energy and you use it in Krishna's service, you know, to try to share Krishna consciousness with somebody else. Okay? What happens is, you know, your energy increases. That's the nature of the spiritual energy. It's always ever increasing. When you get on the spiritual platform, when you're, you know, engaged in a spiritual activity, it's ever increasing. So the point I'm making is that when you try to, you know, when we try to help these people, you know, the fallen conditioned souls, come on up that ladder, this ladder of yoga, you know, from the lowest material condition, which is basically what they're in now. I mean, I know, you know, it's not hard to see that people are in the lowest material condition. Right? So when we try to help them come from the lowest material condition to make progress, you know, towards perfect self-realization and pure spiritual life, then we will actually get, you know, we'll get encouragement. We'll get, you know, we get like more energy from Krishna because we're doing something that's, you know, really pleasing to him. It's really pleasing to, you know, Prabhupada and the whole disciple succession that we try to help these people come up, go up the ladder, make some progress, you see? So we don't lose energy. You know, it's not going to be something that's going to take away from our energy on the material or spiritual level. It's going to be something that's going to give us more energy, more enthusiasm, more realization. You know, we're going to get like more blessings from, you know, our spiritual masters and from the proper disciple of succession of Krishna by attempting to do that. So, you know, that's what we have to try to do. That's our role. Prabhupada used to, you know, on many occasions, Prabhupada explained about how there's the different types of devotees. You know, there's two classifications. There's the Bhajanandi and the Ghosti-anandi. And, you know, they're both Anandis. That's nice. Anandi means, I guess, one who experiences, enjoys bliss. So, but the Bhajanandi, they're mostly concerned about their own spiritual progress. Prabhupada used to quote the phrase "Swava Mukti Kama," oil your own machine. You know, he used that expression, oil your own machine. That's their, like, you know, if you wanted to put a caption underneath their mentality, sort of thing. That's their mentality. Well, let me get my own thing here. You know, let me get a dance myself. Oh, that's good. That's good. You know, they're not like karmis. You know, these are people who are Abhajanandi is an elevated personality. If somebody's interested in spiritual life and they're engaged in the process of yoga, maybe bhakti yoga, maybe not, but you know, they're trying to elevate themselves spiritually, so that's good. See, but Prabhupada would always make the point that better than that, you know, and what he really ideally would wanted us to, his disciples, his followers to be, and what he was, you think, was be a Ghosti Anandi. Ghosti Anandi is somebody who's trying for spiritual life, but is not satisfied to just become spiritually advanced himself. The Ghosti Anandi wants to see other people become spiritually advanced. You know, the more the merrier kind of thing. That's the Ghosti Anandi, that's his mood. And that's of course what Prabhupada was, in, you know, in capital letters, and all the predecessor acharyas in our disciplic succession, and you know, like that. That's, you know, we're meant to be like a Gaudiya-Vaishnava movement. So, you know, we have to try to do like that. And now this is, and somebody might say, well, yeah, but you know, is there any, this is just, that's Prabhupada, it's recent, and is there any Shastric basis for this point? Or, yeah, there is. There is. There's definitely Shastric basis to this point. And the most classic, famous example, this comes from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is that pastime where Lord Chaitanya was traveling, I think it was through South India, and he came to this one village, and there was this Brahmin there named Korma. And this Brahmin was like, he was a high-level Brahmin, you know, and he had a nice family, and they were all following everything, and they received Lord Chaitanya very nicely. They did everything according to the book, you know. And they had him for lunch, and they washed his feet, and they drank the water, and all that, you know, everything. They did everything perfectly. And this Brahmin, he approached Lord Chaitanya. He was actually, you know, pretty advanced soul there. And he approached Lord Chaitanya at one point and said, you know what? This material life is just like, whoa, I can't take it anymore. It's, I mean, I know I got a good setup here, and I got a nice wife and family, and we're doing everything according to the mode of goodness and all. But, you know, still, I want the real spiritual essence, you know. Let me just give it all up and travel with you. You know, become your, like, sannyasi assistant. You know, I'm a Brahmin. I can help you in so many different ways. Let me just become your servant, like that. And I'll just travel with you. I'll just renounce all this. And I guess he was thinking that Lord Chaitanya, that it was the right thing to do. And then he was thinking Lord Chaitanya would, you know, be, like, excited about that. That, yeah, now you got the idea. You know, give it all up and just come with me. But Lord Chaitanya's response was something different. Lord Chaitanya said, no way. You know, he said, no. What you should do, and that's when he gave that famous instruction, Yare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh, Amara Gyara Guruhana Tare Desh. He said, nope, wherever you, just stay right here. And he told him, wherever you go, whoever you meet, tell them about Krishna, according to the instructions of the Bhagavad Gita. And he said, in this way, become a guru and deliver everybody in this land. And, so Lord Chaitanya is basically explaining to him, become spiritually elevated like this. You have an idea in your head. You're going to become spiritually elevated by just giving it all up and traveling with me. He says, no, that's not the best idea. Here's a better idea for you. You know, better idea is you stay right where you are and preach. Preach Bhagavad Gita. You know, share it. You're already advanced to a certain extent. You're a Brahmin. You know Bhagavad Gita. So give everybody else a chance. You know, this is the way you're going to become spiritually advanced. And Lord Chaitanya went on to say that if you do that, one day we'll meet again. And then he said, or rather, you'll never lose my association. So he went on to make that very important point to him, that by executing that instruction, he'll always be in the association of Lord Chaitanya, and in a way that's pleasing him, you see? So that's the example. That's the Shastric reference. So that's what we're meant to do. You know, we're meant to just follow like that. So, and in the purport to that verse, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Prabhupada says, the Krishna consciousness movement is trying to elevate... Oh, no, first he says, the very first sentence, he says, this is the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So in other words, this is not some just little peripheral point or something like that, you know, some side... it's not important. No, this is like a main thing here we're talking about. Prabhupada refers to this, you know, principle of staying where you are and instructing people in the Bhagavad Gita. He refers to it here as the sublime mission of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's our mission. So, you know, that's like, you know, okay, everybody, that's what we're all about, you know, doing that. So we can't lose sight of that, you know. And he goes on to say in the purport, he says, the Krishna Consciousness Movement is trying to elevate human society to the perfection of life by pursuing the method described by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this advice to the Brahmin Korma. And then he goes on. That is, one should stay at home, chant Hare Krishna mantra, preach the instructions of Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam. That's it. So Prabhupada emphasizes in that way. And so of course we're doing that. I mean, it's not like we're not doing that. We're doing that. To a certain degree we're doing that. So, you know, in that sense we're doing good. But you know, we want to do better. We want to do more. We want to, you know, churn it up. Because we want even more. You know, we're getting some nice results over there. I mean, like, if we weren't doing this at all, we wouldn't have $3,000 worth of Bhagavad Gita's going out when we just 2 days ago when we did a Bhagavad Gita, you know, jugya like that. And we wouldn't have, like, little old Jim Lee coming and making his monthly donation like that, and, you know, people calling. So, you know, it's going on, but obviously we want to make it happen even more. So, and I guess that's, you know, the function, one of the functions of a person who's giving the class, to just try to remind everybody that, you know, hey, everybody, this is our objective here. Our objective is to try to get this out there. You know, we have a contribution to make. You know, people out there are bewildered. A lot of nice people out there. Everybody who goes out and, you know, has any interaction with the outside world knows that it's not like everybody's kind of like some sort of, you know, demon like this. No, there's a lot of nice people. There's a lot of nice people out there, and they just don't know. They don't know what's what. They don't know what to do. You know, they don't know what the purpose of human life is or what to do. Or, you know, they don't know how to be spiritual. They don't have a clue, you know. And so, you know, we know. We have to get out there and tell them, hey, everybody, this is where it's at. And yeah, so and we have to, we really have to constantly remind ourselves of that, because you know, especially here in New Dwarka, this is I guess it's kind of a unique situation, because you know, the Southern California is such a pleasant place to live. I mean, you know, we have to remember that the real happiness, we'll find the real happiness in executing this instruction, but sometimes you know, we have to, it's a little bit tricky here, because, you know, you can, there's definitely a comfort zone danger here. I mean, sometimes, you know, in the morning, right after the morning program, I just walk up and down the street there, and, you know, I can't believe it. I'm born and raised in New York City, the East Coast, okay? Now, this, you know, right now in New York City, it's probably about 37 degrees, and it's, you know, with wind, and, you know, it's miserable. But here, 2 days before, 1 day before Thanksgiving, I'm walking around in a T-shirt, and it's bright and sunny and warm, and, you know, it's nice and quiet on the block. Everybody's already gone about there, getting busy with their service already, so I just feel like, wow, man, what is the place? This material world's a great place. What's all the commotion about? You know, it's nice. So you can forget. That's the point. You can forget what a horrible place this material world is, here in Southern California anyway, at least to some extent. But Prabhupada says, you know, you have to have a pessimistic outlook towards material life in order to make advancement in material and in spiritual life. So we have to remind ourselves, and we have to, you know, stay focused on this goal here. And this is our mission. And we rather than you know, get like lulled into the just kind of, okay, let me enjoy New Dwarka for myself. You know, it's nice that there's not so many people coming and joining, because that way it's kind of peaceful and quiet and not a lot of anxiety. No, if we're thinking like, you know, if we're starting to get into that mentality, that's no good. We should rather be feeling like, wow, thank you so much, Srila Prabhupada, that I'm having the opportunity to serve here in New Dwarka, where there's such incredible facility, because it is so, you know, it's so pleasant, and let me take full advantage of this to try to use all my energy to try to spread this movement, you know, make some impact. We got, you know, to make some impact. That's what we should be wanting, to make some impact on this, you know, on this society out there. We shouldn't be satisfied to just be kind of comfortable ourselves and just kind of, you know, dibble dabble along in our spiritual lives. That's nice. That's better than, you know, not being a devotee. But we should be feeling that urgency to, I want to make some impact. I want something to change, you know, around here while I'm around, if possible. And I want to contribute to that. I want to be part of seeing something happen here, a change, like that. And one last point is that it's making in the purport here, it talks about how, what Prabhupada says, his last point in the purport is that the spiritual master, one should therefore approach an authorized person to understand Krishna. The spiritual master is actually seeing Krishna, therefore he can explain him properly. Without approaching an authorized person, one cannot understand Krishna. So I was mentioning here that, you know, Prabhupada defines yoga as linking to the Supreme. And of course, we can extend that definition. Linking to the Supreme, in practically speaking, means linking people to the representative of the Supreme. Because, you know, as we know, you don't go to Krishna directly. We go to Krishna through his representative. And that's Prabhupada quotes that verse, Tad Vidhi Paripatena. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a bona fide spiritual master. That's how you understand Krishna, through the agency or the medium of the bona fide spiritual master, the representative. So that's our business. We have to try to link people with Prabhupada. And a great way of linking people with Prabhupada is to link them with his books, to link them with his devotees, to link them with his, you know, his center here in New Dwarka. And that's if we do that, then we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. That's the best thing we could do for us, for our spiritual life, and for everybody else, for anybody we meet. That's, Prabhupada used to refer to Krishna consciousness as a supreme welfare work. This is the, you can't do anything better for people than link them to the representative of Krishna, link them up to Krishna consciousness in that way. That's the best thing we could do. You know, Prabhupada, when he, just before he, maybe it was in his last letter, the last letter Prabhupada received from a spiritual master, he repeated an instruction he had already given him on their first meeting, which was, okay, you're an educated young man, you know English, I want you to take this, you know, take your this knowledge and go to the Western-speaking countries and preach it over there. You know, that was, he got that instruction from his spiritual master, very first meeting. And then, just I think it was 2-3 weeks before his spiritual master passed away, he wrote him a letter saying, you know, I'm a Grihastha and some of your disciples are sannyasis. I'm just a Grihastha. I don't know, I'd like to do some service for you, like that. How can I serve you? Prabhupada wrote a letter to him, something, he describes it as being something to that effect. And he got a response. He got a letter back saying, my dear such and such, you know, I've seen, you know, you're a very good, your English is good and you know the philosophy. So I want you to, you know, preach this in the Western countries to the English-speaking people. Same instruction again. So Prabhupada realized, okay, this is it. This is really what I'm supposed to be doing. You know? And oh, and then he made the point. This is why I was quoting that letter. He said, do this. It'll be the best, good for you. It'll be good for them. You see, so that was the point. It's the best thing. It's the best thing we could do for ourselves. It's the best thing we could do for them. Oh, and one last, and why it's so important to link him to the representative of the spiritual master? That's directly stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 2, Text 86. There's a Sanskrit verse that goes, Brahma, Pramada, Vipralipsa, Karnapattava, Arsha, Vigya, Vakye, Nahi, Dosha, Esab. And the translation for that is, mistakes, illusion, cheating, and defective perception do not occur in the sayings of the authoritative sages. In other words, they're not there in the statements of the bona fide spiritual master, the one who has actually seen Krishna. Perfect. It's perfect knowledge. These people have no knowledge, and Prabhupada has perfect knowledge. So, you know, it's just a question of, like, you know, putting two and two. You've got to connect them with Prabhupada so they can have some knowledge of who they are and what they're supposed to do with their life. One other little quote here, and then I'll stop. This is an excerpt from a lecture Prabhupada gave in Melbourne, 1975. He says, so our process of knowledge is, you should take knowledge from the supreme authority. Then we save time from research work. That is the Krishna conscious movement. We take perfect knowledge from Krishna. I may be imperfect, just like a child is imperfect. So I may be imperfect. You may be imperfect. But if you take the perfect knowledge from the supreme perfect, then your knowledge is perfect. That is the process. So that's what we have to do. We might not be, you know, like Vedic scholars ourselves, but if we could just somehow or another connect them with Prabhupada by giving them a book, by bringing them to the temple like that, then we're you know, perfectly, we've done the perfect thing because we're connecting them with the perfect. Even we ourselves might not be perfectly realized. So I'll stop there. Anybody have any questions or comments? Spellbound, or what's going on up here? I cover everything. Okay, well, if that's really and truly the case, then I'll end by reading one last thing. This is probably everybody, hopefully, has seen this or heard it, but it's very good to hear it again. This is an excerpt from a morning walk Prabhupada, a morning walk conversation, May 20th, 1975, Melbourne, and this little few sentences kind of encapsulates everything. Prabhupada, Harisari says something to him about, something to the effect that, you know, Prabhupada, the people are so dull. that it's like, I mean, should we really, you know, it's kind of like we go out there, we're trying to preach to them, but they just so, they're unreceptive, and even those that are kind of a little receptive, they're just so dull, they don't really get it, you know, it's not so, are we wasting our time? You know, something to the effect that like, is, and Papa goes, no, that is missionary activities. They do not understand, but you have to make them understand. They are not calling you. I am suffering, please come. But it is your business to go out, to go and let them know you are suffering. You take this method. That is the way of becoming very quickly recognized by Krishna. Notice Prabhupada doesn't just say recognized, or doesn't say just even quickly recognized. He says very quickly recognized by Krishna. And that's significant. Yeah. Yeah, that's significant because that's our objective. That's what we want. We want to be recognized by Krishna. So here, you know, it's like Prabhupada's given he's letting out the secret how to become not just recognized, but very quickly recognized by Krishna. It's just like if you know, an ordinary person, everybody's trying to make money out there. So what if somebody comes up to you and says, hey, do it like this. You want to make a lot? You want to make millions of dollars? This person's already a millionaire? You know, this person's like, you know, Bill Gates comes up to you and says, hey, listen, let me let you in on a little secret here, you know. You want to get rich? Are you going to listen? Or are you just going to say, hey, Bill, no way, you know, I'm okay. I'm right. Don't worry. No, you're going to, this guy, Bill Gates, he's a millionaire. This is one of the wealthiest guys in the entire world, you know. And he's coming, he's saying, hey, let me let you in on a little secret. You're going to listen. You're going to, okay, what do you got to say? So the same way, here's Prabhupada, you know, who if anybody knows Krishna, Srila Prabhupada knew Krishna. So he's saying, he's letting us in on a secret here. This is the way to very quick recognize. Okay, please, sir.
I just like to say I appreciated your enthusiasm this morning. That was very enlivening and very tasteful. I think the essence of the class that you gave today, what I got out of it is that really we need to like just stop thinking about ourselves and all our difficulties and problems and just think about how to please the spiritual master and to please Srila Prabhupada, of course, And of course, you know, Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadish. In a community, the tendency is to always kind of like just get into that comfortable zone, that comfortable area, and then put a wall around it. And we don't want anybody to trespass in the sense that if someone's speaking very enthusiastically and very, excited about Krishna consciousness, we should support that idea, that enthusiasm. So I appreciated that, and hopefully that enthusiasm you have will be spread throughout the whole community.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and that we can all imbibe it and take it up and sincerely and be enthusiastic to execute Krishna consciousness, and everything will be okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you. There's a couple more sentences here. I'll just read them. Papa says, otherwise, if you think they are not understanding, what is the use of going there? Let me sleep. That is not good. They are not understanding. Still, you have to go. Then Krishna will take that. Oh, he is laboring so hard for my sake. Never mind, he is successful. It doesn't matter. You know. Then Prabhupada says, but you are working hard for Krishna. That is noted down. So our business is to be recognized by Krishna. Whether one man is converted or not, that is not our business. That's interesting. So in other words, Prabhupada's making the point, we can't lose. Just by trying, you know, Krishna's going to note down that this man is working hard for Krishna. See? And then Prabhupada's saying, even whether one man is converted or not, that is not our business. What is it doing? We shall try our best, but Krishna must see that I am giving service to him. That's all. That is wanted. Not that you have to judge that you have approached so many men, nobody became Krishna conscious. Prabhupada goes, that does not matter. He says, that doesn't matter. But you have gone there. You have endeavored. You have made your sincere effort. That is recognized by Krishna. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is like for us, it's just like a win-win. You know, we can't lose. If we just try, if we just make that plug in and do this, exactly what Prabhupada is saying here, just approach the people in our different capacities. You know, we're through book distribution, prasadam distribution, harinam, scientific preaching, all the different things we're doing, right? Then even if, but Krishna's very kind to his devotees. I think there will be some response. But even if there's not, we don't lose because Krishna has observed that, okay, my devotee tried hard in this way to share Krishna consciousness with other people. I'm happy. And, you know, we get Krishna's stamp of approval as a result of doing that. Okay. Thank you very much. Oh, Sura?
In the Boston, we read a verse in the second personally to shake one's hand.
Jai Hari Bol. Shantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.